If you look at my life, you notice that I'm a person who creates opportunities for myself time and time again. And I do this by going where nobody wants to go, going to places where I'll probably be by myself and I have to make new friends, constantly stretching myself. And this is quite important. And today I'm going to be just trying to share some of these things. Hey guys, welcome back to this podcast. And today it's a Q&A episode where I'm just going to be addressing some questions that have been asked across the podcast or during the time the podcast has been happening, and I thought maybe that's a good way to do it. And I know there's an episode that's missing, but the reason why that episode is missing is a very long story which I will talk about maybe at a later stage or someday. But the reason why I'm saying that is because if I said it today, this would change the podcast into a crime podcast, and it's insane what has happened. Something straight out of Catch Me If You Can, and it's absolutely insane. But nonetheless, today we're going to be focusing on how do you create value or how do you market yourself. And this is particularly targeted, you know, at, you know, engineering students, people who are working, or people in general. And particularly why we're saying this is because if we try to focus on the things like placements here, for instance, like internship here, for people who are outside of the UK, like how do you go about getting one? How do you go about securing one? And one of the things I wanted to do today was to just briefly share my story as to as in a way to inspire you to have some ideas of what you could possibly do to, you know, get yourself out there and, you know, basically maximize your opportunities and to the point where you actually start creating opportunities for yourself. So yeah, getting straight into it then. If you look at my life, you notice that I'm a person who creates opportunities for myself time and time again. And I do this by going where nobody wants to go, going to places where I'll probably be by myself and I have to make new friends, constantly stretching myself. And this is quite important. And today I'm going to be just trying to share some of these things because now, as an advisory board member for the School of Engineering at Nottingham Trent University, where I did my undergrad, I also said I wanted to create something for students, to start creating something for young people or people who want to chase certain things. And I thought there's no better way than just to share some tips as to what I've seen. So firstly, how do you get a placement? How do you get an internship? How do you get that job you want? And, you know, there's the conventional way, you know, of, you know, just applying for the jobs in the adverts, etc., where you see a job in the advert, like in the newspaper, and you said, okay, cool, let me just apply for that. And sometimes you do get those jobs, and that's okay. And that comes with the tips of, okay, you know, polish your CV, put the right wording in the CV, etc. And that's the conventional way of doing things. And I'll tell everyone right now, go ahead, do that. Don't stop doing that. But if you want to then add another element, because I feel like most of the jobs that are actually advertised are already taken. The reason why most companies, you know, advertise these jobs is either for the sake of formality and, you know, just to do like their due diligence. So if there's an audit, they can say, okay, at least we interviewed 100 people or so. So I always say, if you get a job rejection or whatever, don't let that be like a heavy loss for you. Just understand that maybe that wasn't a job for you, and that's okay. And you keep looking, and you and this strategy works with numbers, right? It's a numbers game. So the more you apply for, the more likely you increase your chance of getting something. Let's say if 80% of the jobs are taken, and you just have to work with the numbers, right? You have to, you know, at least do as many applications as you can, obviously personalize your CV, etc. But there's another element that's not really spoken about. And this element is about marketing yourself, creating opportunities for yourself, meeting people and making them like you enough that they actually create a job for you, you know, a job that initially wasn't there, but because you've done so well for them, they want to do that for you. So, and that's what I'm going to be talking about, you know, this particular unorthodox method that will also help you to get yourself out there and, you know, start working towards that particular dream you want to do. So firstly, there's no denying it, you have to get out of the house. I know it can be expensive to network, etc., but there's a lot of misconception around this point, because sometimes the clothes that you need to actually wear and look good don't really have to be expensive. You can, as long as you got a shirt, you know, some chinos, and you're tucked in, that makes a huge difference. So when you get there, you actually have this self-confidence because at least you know you're dressed in a way that people can approach you. So the basics are obviously have confidence, you know, don't have a huge ego. Also make the people feel good and take an interest in what they're actually doing. And most people actually mistake this because they think that, oh, okay, I'm going to this place, I'm networking with this person who's on a higher level than me. They should do everything. They get there, they're not composed, they're like, you know, wow, this is amazing, this is fascinating, etc. Lacking that composure will ultimately cost you. So what you have to do essentially is stay composed, stay good, even if you haven't been there before, even been to that fancy restaurant, be composed. Hold yourself tight, sit down together, you know, be humble and talk, you know, to them. And particularly one thing that's quite important that most people don't really realize is that you actually have to offer value to them as well. So it's not just about, you know, just asking like, oh, can I have this or can I have that? It's also about offering value. And you can offer value by doing homework, simple homework, or just taking keen interest to say, okay, I know you guys are doing this and that. I'm willing to help you do this and that, and this is what my service will be. And if in my case, I was even willing to do that for free. And that makes you different. That sets you apart from everyone else. I'm not saying people should work for free, but I'm just saying that you have to have value. You have to offer these people value because you have to understand these CEOs, these people in a higher position, etc. than you, they're really busy people. They are working mostly all the time, and that you don't want to give them the work of thinking, okay, what should I do for him? You should bring everything composed and done and ready to offer them, and they'll be happy to do that. In fact, after that, they might even start referring you to other people. But when you refer someone to other people, you have to understand that the person is not so quick to do that because basically they have to trust you. They're taking the risk of saying, okay, I'm referring this guy to another person, and that carries with it an element of risk, because if you go and flop and you don't execute what you're supposed to do, it makes the person who has referred you to them look bad. So that's why it's important when you do this to remember that there is people are willing to take a risk for you. For people to take a risk for you, you have to offer them value. And that's what I'm talking about today, is to say, how do we get to that point? How do we do that? And this is the point which I'm trying to say. So get out of the house, you know, go to networking events. Yes, it costs money. Yes, it takes a risk. You might only see someone for 2 minutes, but trust me, that will make a difference for you. And that's how I started my career in biomedical engineering, by going to one of these events and just trying to promote myself. When I went that day, I tried to put on the best clothes that I had, not necessarily a full suit, but at least I ironed my shirt, you know, ironed my chinos, you know, polished my shoes, and just to look presentable, because sometimes that's how you have to do it to try to create an opportunity for yourself. And this is what I want people to also start considering to do when they, you know, are working towards something, when you need to get something to get to a bigger perspective, to a bigger audience where you want something, you have to offer something as well. So I hope this kind of helps in terms of how you should approach, you know, the job you're looking for, the internship you're looking for, the placement you're looking for, etc. And this is also to say that if you're fortunate enough to meet someone who's in a higher position than you, or someone you want something from and you're meeting them up for coffee or a particular meal, what I'd like to tell you right now is you have to pay for that coffee, you have to pay for that meal, because this person is giving you their time, they're giving that opportunity, and you paying for the coffee or paying for that particular meal is a way also to offer value to them. Because most of these people are used to people just asking for things from them. So when you actually give them something, it's something that can also be nice and that also looks good on you, and that will help you. So these are some of the things that you have to do and to secure, you know, that opportunity, or to create that opportunity for yourself. And this is part of marketing yourself, how you carry yourself, like talking properly, you know, be articulate when, if you can, you know, be generally a nice person, you know, show interest in them, because people like it when you show interest in them. So, and value what they value as well. So this is just the quick summary of like, how do you create value for yourself and how do you create opportunities for yourself. So I didn't want to make it too long, but I try to keep this as short as possible. So thank you very much, guys. I hope you learned something. And please leave a comment or a review below under this episode or on this podcast. That'll be really great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.